contact. It's been a couple of months since they launched a Starlink mission. They usually launch 60 satellites at a time. Each one weighing at around 500 pounds. SpaceX now has these new satellites. Four of them, I guess, laser light communication between each other. So this way, you know, when it's flying over the ground, it can make ground communications directly, but also could transmit to another satellite, and that satellite can transmit to another satellite, and so on, until you get to another one that's over ground, you know, ground location. This way you'll have a seamless broadband connection. I guess they're a little heavier. They only launch 51 at a time instead of 60. That there must be something behind that. It's either that or the inclination has also changed. They used to launch the other ones at around 50 degrees, and it's going to be a lot higher in inclination. The higher inclination you go, you get less push from the Earth, and maybe you don't get maybe you can't launch the same weight that you can previously. Anyway, they launched more of their satellites, and they plan on doing hundreds, if not thousands, more. Where OneWeb says all they need is no more than 700. We'll see how that works out. And then also, before I turn it over to Roy, Ingenuity is the space is the helicopter that was attached to Perseverance. Perseverance is the rover that's riding around on Mars. Ingenuity is the helicopter. Helicopter was supposed to do no more than five flights. That was it. We're going to shut it down after five flights, no matter what. That was the plan. The thing worked so good that they went from experimental flights on the five flights to operational flights to help scout out areas for Ingenuity to go to. It's now completed its 13th flight. From what I understand, it might have already done it today. They plan on doing a 14th flight as well. Each one, they flew longer. They flew further. They flew into more challenging areas where they had to land. Each one is more advanced than the next. The original flights were, 35, 40 seconds. Flights are flying for almost 3 minutes. And when they're doing that, they're taking pictures. I haven't got a chance to see this one picture. It's a 3D setup, so I need my 3D glasses, which I have, with one color lenses. Then I'm looking at that.
That's
one of those just recently. Pretty amazing. Having a little harder time. They think it will start to have a little harder time because now they're going into part of the year for Mars. When you get between summer and winter, it changes the density of the atmosphere. That makes a big deal. I'm sure Ed could confirm that. That with airplanes, I'm sure they take that all into consideration, depending on how high you go and what the pressure is. Definitely with helicopters on Earth, they have to take them into consideration. This thing is nothing but a helicopter on Mars, even so it's dealing with around 1.2 to 1.5 bar. The pressures are starting to decrease even more. Now, to compensate for that, Ingenuity spins up its rotors even faster. They change the speed of the rotor. A typical rotor on Earth is, I think, 300, maybe no more than 400 RPMs, revolutions per minute. Ingenuity spins at thousands, 2,000 RPMs. They're going to have to go a little higher, which is going to put more stress on the helicopter. Designed for that. But anyway, they'll put it through its paces. I remember hearing originally that, when they planned on flying it, they were going to push it to its limit until something broke, either on landing or a motor or electronic part failing or communications camera. keeps working on it. Very well made, which means that, you know, the next helicopter that's put on Mars, they plan on, instead of the, you know, 4 kilogram payload that this thing is, we're looking at maybe, you know, I think 90 or 80 kilogram. You know, they're looking at, you know, 40 or 50 pound payloads. You know, each helicopter would be able to have, you know, science equipment on board and all kinds of stuff. That's what they're planning on because this helicopter worked out so great. Any comments or questions for this portion of the TechNet, which is called the SpaceNet Report? This is WS2N. Okay, nothing heard. So before I turn it over to Roy, mention that we'll be on tomorrow night. We have InfoNet, as well as the Swap and Shop Net, George Wadette. And then followed by Newsline, which is always good to listen to. And if anybody wants to contact me directly, by the way, I have my email is spacenetreport@gmail.com. Roy, over to you, AC2GS. This is WS2N.
Okay, this is AC2GS. Thank you very much, Paul, for the SpaceNet Report. And for all you do for the technical meds and all you do for the club. I know I appreciate it, and I'm sure everyone out there does as well. Well, I want to thank everyone for making this another very intriguing episode of the technical meds. This is our Emmy episode. Thankfully, you stay tuned here instead of watching the Emmy. I checked on the winners, and unfortunately, I'm unfamiliar with most of the things that won, so I'm out of the culture, I guess. Anyway, want to thank everyone. Please come back next Sunday when we'll try and do this all over again. If you want to reach me either for a mailbag question, a topic for discussion, or to share a puzzle, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. A lot of links available, a book review, all kinds of fun stuff. Check it out. My link page is roy.ac2gs.com. And as always, remember, I stream audio when my audio is working. You just have to type in your browser, technet.ac2gs.com, and that should give you a stream of our audio. And always keep in mind my KC2NJI's amateurradio.tv website, which is a source for archives of the technical net going far back as September 2006. Let me drop for a second, and I will be right back. Okay. As Vic often would end his technical net with something that came very close to be kind to each other, I offer the same advice to everyone out there. It's good advice in general. It's great advice these days. The virus is still out there. It's still among us. It still has some tricks to play. Please be smart about it. Don't let this become a political issue. It is a public health issue. It is not a political issue. So please, if you can, take the vaccine, take it. If you haven't already, your friends, family, relatives, enemies, colleagues, what have you, if they can take the vaccine, please have them take the vaccine. I wish you all a safe and happy week. There's still a few more Jewish holidays cropping up, Sukkot and such, so those who participate, I wish you have a good Simchas Torah and a good Sukkot. Be well, everyone. Be safe. This is AC2GS calling an end to this Emmy episode of the TechNet for tonight, and we'll be back next Sunday to do it all over again. This is AC2GS, and I am clear.
Have a fantastic night, KG2R1.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WJL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
KA2YHY listening.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
KD2AMZ Mobile. KD2AMZ Mobile. KD2AMZ Mobile.
W2VF.
WB2CSE.
I'm listening.
Why is it? K2KMD, WB2ZLC.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2.